Getting it going for a Tuesday edition of Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Bo Brock. Give me a follow on Twitter, at Bob Brack. Follow the show at Locked On AZ Cards. On today's episode, Revenge of the Birds does an in-depth analysis of who the Arizona Cardinals could target in free agency. We'll go through that list, some pretty interesting names with some ties to the Arizona Cardinals already. Also coming up, I give you the four prospects I'm looking at with the Arizona Cardinals' eighth overall pick in the 2020 NFL Draft. And with that, the best way to help Arizona Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray is not by selecting a wide receiver in the first round. And that's your Locked On Cardinals lead story. I'm your host, Bo Brock. It's mock draft season, my friends. And look, there's no mock draft that I'll turn my nose at. If you want to make fake selections for the 2020 NFL Draft, I will indulge. If you drive around Phoenix, you'll see me walking up and down Van Buren, jonesing for another mock draft. I just want more and more information as we lead up to the big draft day, especially the first round. But as we look at mock drafts, as they're released frequently, several times a day, Mel Kiper had his 1.0. I just looked at Bucky Brooks' recent mock draft. We had Daniel Jeremiah's last week. The Draft Network released their 5.0 this week. The prognosticators, the draft analysts, the experts out there, they keep on saying this pick, and whoever it may be, whichever prospect it is to help Kyler Murray. And it absolutely should be. Push all your chips into the center of the table, all in on K1. But to then follow that up, or to be making the case for the Arizona Cardinals utilizing the eighth pick in the 2020 NFL draft to take either Jerry Jeudy out of Alabama, the wide receiver, or CeeDee Lamb out of Oklahoma, is not doing your best to help out Kyler Murray. If the Arizona Cardinals selected with the eighth pick in the 2020 draft a wide receiver, a flashy wideout, it'd be the equivalent of going out and buying a brand new sports car when your house is falling apart. When you live in an absolute hole, but you got a fresh whip. You got the freshest ride on the block, but your house is a dilapidated mess. I mean, you've got structure problems. Sure, you figured out Kyler Murray. He's the future of your franchise. You can move forward with K1. Absolutely. You got that figured out after a failed attempt at drafting Josh Rosen and really kind of putting off the quarterback position for years and just relying on Carson Palmer to have one more decent year. The Arizona Cardinals need to fill several holes on their roster. The biggest, the most glaring need is help on the defensive side of the football. The Arizona Cardinals, as bad as they were on offense in 2018, they were equally as bad on defense in 2019. I mean, you pretty much had an MVP caliber season from the opposing quarterback position against the Arizona Cardinals this season. Passers against the Redbirds threw for over 4,500 yards. That's second in the league, just behind the Detroit Lions, for 38 touchdowns. That's second in the league behind the Miami Dolphins, and just forced 7 turnovers. The Arizona Cardinals were atrocious on defense. As far as opposing offenses, they scored successfully on over 42% of their drive. So nearly half the time Kyler Murray was taking the field, it was after the opposing team scored. Kyler Murray was playing from a deficit the bulk of the 2019 season. The Arizona Cardinals upped their offensive output from 2018 to 2019 over a touchdown, from 14 points per game to nearly 23 points per game. The offense is fine. You're going to have a quarterback coming off a strong 2019 campaign, just learning and developing even more so. And hopefully he'll get help from the Arizona wide receivers that Steve Keim has already invested in. You can't punt already on the 3 wide receivers you drafted in 2019. You have to develop Andy Isabella. You have to develop Hakeem Butler. And you have to develop Keyshawn Johnson. And along with that, the other second round pick you utilized in 2018 on Christian Kirk, who showed strides in his sophomore season after a strong rookie season. The other cases are being made for offensive linemen, taking that franchise left tackle. And the Arizona Cardinals, absolutely, as I've reiterated almost ad nauseum I will never turn my nose up on the Arizona Cardinals selecting a tackle or an offensive lineman in the first round. I always think that if you can find an impact player, a guy that you can continue to strengthen that line with, you do it. But outside of quarterback, wide receiver is the last position that the Arizona Cardinals should be eyeing to select in the first round of the 2020 NFL Draft. It just doesn't make sense. You've got to pour some money and invest back into your home and get it back up to date before you can park that flashy sports car in the driveway. Coming up next, our friends over at the Revenge of the Birds blog posted who they think the Arizona Cardinals could eye in free agency. Their ties to the Cardinals already. Also coming up later, four prospects I think the Cardinals seriously need to look into with the eighth pick in the 2020 NFL Draft. I'm Bo Brock. It's Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We're wrapping up the month of January. Just a couple days remain. That means we have one short month. I know it's a leap year, but one short month remaining before baseball begins again. Cactus League spring training in Arizona is the place to be in March. Amazing weather, landscapes, exciting outdoor adventure, incredible food. Arizona's the perfect home base for baseball fans. Follow your favorite teams to Arizona for the Cactus League. 10 stadiums, 15 MLB teams, 75-degree temperatures, all 10 stadiums in the greater Phoenix area within 50 miles of each other. You're basically 20 minutes from anywhere. Meet the players, get the autographs before big games. Of course, you've got the Cubbies right now. Of course, they've got Chris Bryant. They've got Anthony Rizzo, Kyle Schwarber over in Tempe. You've got Mike Trout lacing them up, taking the diamond for the Angels. You got star power all over the place. I mean, of course, the Dodgers, you've got Bellinger, your MVP, Clayton Kershaw for the Bums. I mean, it's incredible. But you can see all of these major stars, and they're within arm's reach in Cactus League spring training. And at bargain prices as well. Bringing the kids along for spring training as well. It's a fantastic destination for families. You've got the resorts, hotels. They can play in the pool. They can go have all the fun that every kid wants to have with tons of stuff to do and see. Wildlife parks, science museums, aquariums, and dude ranches. They can ride a horse in perfect temperatures. Plan your spring training getaway at visitarizona.com/springtraining. That's visitarizona.com/springtraining. There is so much information, so much content coming out of this horrific tragedy. Kobe Bryant and his daughter and seven other people losing their lives on Sunday in the helicopter crash. I thought the Arizona Cardinals and their social media team did a good job in kind of compiling the Arizona Cardinals players, coaches' reaction to the loss of Kobe and his daughter. I mean, you've got Larry Fitzgerald in his incredible words, devastated hearing of the death of Kobe and Gianna is too much to bear. A legend, a champion, an icon, a friend. You are a generational talent on and off the basketball court who transformed and inspired millions, including me. Gone way too soon. We miss you, brother. Hug your loved ones because every moment we have is precious. Rest in peace to everyone we lost in today's tragedy. Our prayers are with their loved ones and everyone who lives, whose lives they touched. Hashtag Mamba Forever. You saw that Christian Kirk, RIP Kobe, this is devastating. We saw Kyler Murray post on his social media the impact that Kobe Bryant made on his life. At AZ Cards on Instagram, you can kind of see all those, reactions and tributes from Cardinals players regarding the Lakers legend who we lost on Sunday. It's Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Bo Brock. And so Revenge of the Birds did a good job kind of compiling a list of free agent favorites and their ties to the Arizona Cardinals coaching staff and what would make sense. And so they took, you know, Cliff Kingsbury, Sean Kugler, their offensive line coach, Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator. They've got Jim Dre, who just came over from Cleveland, Jeff Rogers, your special teams coordinator, and their ties to, could the Cardinals potentially have the inside track on some big name free agents? And sometimes not big name, but would they make maybe a fit for the Arizona Cardinals? Now, according to Revenge of the Birds, and this is a well-done article by Walter Mitchell, he outlines, you know, who's tied to Cliff Kingsbury. Obviously, Texas Tech is the big connection there. Running back from the Oakland Raiders, now Las Vegas Raiders, DeAndre Washington. He's a guy that's a multi-dimensional running back. He starred in the what Mitchell's calling the K-Raid offense, the air raid, and could be a cheap backup running back potentially for the Arizona Cardinals if they don't bring back Kenyon Drake. Could it be Washington, David Johnson, Chase Edmonds as maybe the three-headed monster in the backfield for the Arizona Cardinals potentially? Now, this is what I really like that Mitchell ties the Arizona Cardinals is LaRaven Clark, a tackle for the Colts, former third-round pick. He was an All-American tackle in Cliff Kingsbury's Texas Tech's offense that helped Patrick Mahomes pass for over 4,600 yards, 36 touchdowns, and rush for another 456 yards and 10 touchdowns. I apologize. I think that would be great. I think that Clark could potentially be a guy that could replace maybe DJ Humphreys or maybe switch over to the other side of the line if you want to put him at the right tackle spot. But LaRaven Clark, familiar Arity with the offense, could be solid. But then you've got Sean Coogler, and he's got several ties. Connor McGovern from the Broncos. He helped fill a void at center for the Broncos. He's not going to be too expensive. He's a guy that you could bring in and hopefully, help bolster this offensive line, which was a unit that rebounded from an atrocious 2018 and really a rough start to 2019 and finish the season on a fairly high note. We saw Kyler Murray lead the league as far as the most sacked quarterback for the bulk of 2019 in the last couple games, and albeit against teams that don't necessarily feature heavy pass rushes outside of maybe the Seahawks, the offensive line played well as a unit. I like I'm intrigued with a couple of these ties to defensive coordinator Vance Joseph. I've always been intrigued by Chris Harris. I think Chris Harris would be a great guy to play opposite Patrick Peterson. Last year, it was supposed to be Robert Alford. He got hurt. We didn't even see him step on the field. But he's got Shelby Harris, former Broncos defensive tackle. He could be a guy that could help the Arizona Cardinals where they have a big void in the interior of that defensive line. And Harris had 6 sacks, 22 quarterback hurries in 2019. He'd be making a little bit higher salary than some of these other guys we talked about. Around $8 million a year projected by Revenge of the Birds. Will Park, a guy who started Arizona, the safety, had his best season as a pro. Also played a little nickel corner at times under Vance Joseph in 2018. Parks would help add maybe some veteran leadership to a young safety group that includes a pro bowler in Buda Baker. And then also you've got the Thompson the Thompson rookies who would be coming back for their second season, obviously Jalen Thompson, the supplemental draft pick, and Deontay Thompson out of Alabama. I think Will Parks would help with that unit come back and be one of the stronger pieces of that defense. Demaryius Randall, they tie him to Jim Dre. I have no interest in bringing the former Arizona State Sun Devil back to the desert. I just don't. I think that Randall has been a first-round pick that fizzled out. And I just don't think that he makes bad plays, during the game, and whether it's not within the play, it's after the play. I just don't think, Randall is, I don't like him to add to this defense. I don't think he adds too much. But it's pretty interesting just to see some of these ties. They had ties to Jeff Rogers, the special teams coordinator when he was with the Bears. You got defensive tackle Nick Williams, who he was strong. He was a good special teams player. He had 6 sacks in 2019, and we make around $5 million a year. That's not too bad. Look, I think that the Arizona Cardinals need to be a little bit, as far as get after it in free agency and spend a little bit more than trying to find these bargain bin stop gaps. We saw it with Brooks Reed. I mentioned Alford. We didn't get much from those guys. I think that Steve Keim is going to have to open up the purse strings a little bit, and it might be at the expense of not bringing back a guy that was one of Keim's most recent solid moves in running back Kenyon Drake, because you would be spending quite a bit of money on the running back position. And what the Cardinals have already put money as far as dead cap money at the quarterback position and dead cap money or cap money towards the running back position, That's a heavy investment when you've got a lot of holes around your roster. But I thought it was a good job by Walter Mitchell in the Revenge of the Birds. Interesting to see those ties, and maybe if they play out and some of those guys make their way to the Valley of the Sun and help fill a lot of holes on this Arizona Cardinals roster. It is Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Bo Brock. Coming up next, we're going to wrap things up. I'm going to give you four prospects I'm very high on before we start the true pre-draft process, before the combine, before guys start to move and shake up the mock draft charts. Here are four guys I'm looking at number eight for the Arizona Cardinals. I'll tell you who they are. Coming up next, Locked On Cardinals. Opening night was not too crazy last night for the Super Bowl. I mean, normally you have like costumed media members, people dancing and doing whatever they can do to go viral this day and age at the Super Bowl. But it was pretty quiet last night. I think people still trying to grasp what happened on Sunday when we lost Kobe Bryant and his daughter and seven others in a helicopter crash. So it was kind of more of a somber, quieter opening night at the Super Bowl, but nonetheless, they have fun there. We had some interesting sound bites about the upcoming game. There's some ties to the Arizona Cardinals as far as the Super Bowl is concerned. Of course, Tyrann Mathieu, Terrell Suggs, two guys that were, you know, Suggs, he played the bulk of 2019 with the Cards, and it was supposed to be a homecoming, and they ended up, waving T-Sizzle, and he got an opportunity to go star for a team or play for a team that was in the thick of an NFL playoff and Super Bowl chase, and now he gets to play for another Super Bowl. Tyrann Mathieu, of course. Some other notables here, Alex Okafor, the pass rusher, who was drafted by the Cardinals out of Texas. Fullback Anthony Sherman, he played some time for the Cardinals under Bruce Arians. Defensive tackle Xavier Williams. The Cardinals drafted him out of Northern Iowa. Cornerback Breshad Breeland spent some time with the Cardinals last year. Patrick Mahomes is tied to Cliff Kingsbury. I'm sure K-squared is rooting for the Chiefs in this game. And then you just got the fact that the Cardinals play twice against the San Francisco 49ers each season. They're the division foe. You got plenty of ties to the Cardinals in this upcoming Super Bowl. As far as who Alex or I am going to pick in the big game, we're going to keep that until the end of the week here for Locked On Cardinals. But you're going to have to hold on to that. So there's pretty much four players that I really think the Arizona Cardinals need to eye, because I've already expressed during this podcast that I just think that the Arizona Cardinals need to stay away from the wide receiver position despite there being two elite prospects at the position that could be there at eight in 2020. I just think that there is such a need on the defensive side of the football. And with the prospect of three quarterbacks going in the top seven, that the Cardinals are going to have an opportunity to pick an impact player at eight, especially on the defensive side of things. And I see Isaiah Simmons out of Clemson. He's one of them. Jeffrey Okuda, the corner from Ohio State. Derek Brown out of Auburn, and one guy that is not getting a lot of love now, but I think once he goes through the pre-draft process, Grant Delpit out of LSU is going to rise through the draft order. The safety out of LSU was the de facto leader. He wore the captain number seven, just like Patrick Peterson, just like Tyrann Mathieu did. I think that he would just be a great addition to the Cardinals' defense. But I think he's definitely four on my list of defensive prospects that I think the Arizona Cardinals need to target in the 2020 NFL draft. If I were to rank them, I think it goes Simmons, Brown, Okuda. But Okuda would certainly, if he played opposite Patrick Peterson, he could be the next. He could be Peterson's successor as that lockdown corner potentially for the future of the Arizona Cardinals. As far as Simmons, he's kind of like that Swiss Army knife, so versatile. I got to imagine that I got like Steve Keim and what he looks for. He's always looking for that versatility from, you know, draft prospects, that a guy like Simmons could offer that and intrigue Steve Keim, hopefully, who is not looking in the wide receiver position. And then just turn on YouTube video of Derek Brown and watch the big man move. I mean, he's making tackles out in space that you don't see big guys, interior defensive linemen, make. He's very nimble. His size, his strength, his athleticism, it's intriguing. And when you look at the Arizona Cardinals, that is a position of need. And I think Derek Brown, as we look at things and as we move forward, could be somebody that vies for my top pick for the Arizona Cardinals top pick at 8th overall in the 2020 NFL Draft. It's Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Hope you're having a good start to your Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of it. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow with another edition of the podcast. Enjoy it. I'll talk to you then.